So our first speaker, Dr. Blevins, is intrigued by the influence of religion as a social force in relation to global health and development. He will report on a successful model that involves classroom study and place-based learning for graduate-level students from various disciplines in Kenya. Students and faculty in this program are drawn from both U.S. and Kenyan universities, allowing for learning intercultural perspectives and insights. This model involves intensive seminars and field placements in faith-based organizations carrying out public health programs, both rural and urban throughout Kenya. Let's welcome Dr. Blevins to the podium.
Good afternoon. I have four objectives this afternoon that I want to go through in the next 20 minutes. One, I want to give you a bit of a background on this program and how we created it at Emory. I want to go over the course, including the learning objectives in the syllabus and the kind of elements within the syllabus itself, including the elements in the field placement and place-based learning context, to speak about the challenges that have arisen in the context of this work. We've been carrying this work out now for 4 years. And then finally, to speak about lessons learned in the context of this program over the last 4 years. So a bit of background on this program. The impetus for the program began through some work of the Interfaith Health Program at Emory and our work in Kenya through funding from CDC, from the Division of Global HIV/AIDS, with money coming from PEPFAR. And that program, which began in 2008, was designed to look at the role of religious organizations and local community faith-based organizations in informal settlements around Nairobi, to understand the role that faith-based organizations played in informal settlements related to HIV prevention, particularly for adolescents. And so that project began in 2008. We identified from the beginning an academic partner, which was St. Paul's University, which is a private university that enrolls approximately 12,000 students in campuses across Kenya, with its home campus in Limuru, Kenya, which is about 15 miles northwest of Nairobi. Both programs, the programs at Emory and the programs at St. Paul's, provided a context for the academic study of religion. St. Paul's is a full-fledged Kenyan university, chartered as a full university beginning in 2000, but its roots date back to the mid-1800s as an Anglican theology school, seminary, prior to becoming a full-fledged university. It's still the largest school for theological study in East Africa, and many seminary-trained pastors in East Africa are alumni and matriculate through St. Paul's. In addition to its program in theological studies, St. Paul's has a graduate program in HIV/AIDS and community health. It has a graduate program, a master's program in development practice, and a graduate master's program in Muslim and Christian relations. And so there's an academic synergy between the resources that St. Paul's brings to this work. Emory has the Interfaith Health Program, which has been a program affiliated with Emory since 1993. It was founded in 1993 as a program of the Carter Center, which is the center that is the home of former President Jimmy Carter's various initiatives in Atlanta, and it is an Emory affiliate institution. The Interfaith Health Program was founded by Bill Fagey when he was director of the Carter Center. And in 1999, the Interfaith Health Program moved to Emory, to Rollins, and has been part of Rollins in the Department of Global Health since 99. The Interfaith Health Program has programs both in the United States and globally, but most of my work is in the global context, and we look to examine religion's impact on public health policies and programs and individual health beliefs and behaviors and communal health beliefs and behaviors in various kinds of contexts. Most of my work is in relation to HIV and AIDS and in relation to sexual and reproductive health. In addition to the Interfaith Health Program, Emory is a private research university, has both a School of Theology, which is a program for graduate education and training for students who are preparing for ordained ministry in the Christian tradition, and a large graduate division of religion, which is an interdisciplinary program within the graduate school and also within the college for the academic study of religion from a variety of perspectives. So there's a distinction that I'll talk a bit about in a few moments between theological studies and religious studies as fields of practice. And then finally, Emory has a university-wide initiative called the Religion and Public Health Collaborative that bring faculty from the School of Nursing, the School of Medicine, the Law School, the College, the Graduate School, the School of Theology, and the School of Public Health together for interdisciplinary research and scholarship on religion and public health. Through this work with the Interfaith Health Program and then finally with CDC PEPFAR funding, our partnership with St. Paul's has yielded a number of applied research initiatives which provide the context for student placements in their summer placements. The course began a bit after our partnership with St. Paul's did, and that course, the course itself began in 2011 with the planning year beginning in 2010. We received initial seed funding for planning the course from a variety of resources within Emory, including the Institute for Developing Nations, the Joseph Blunt Center for Health and Human Rights, and the Religion and Public Health Collaborative. And we continue to get ongoing support for the project through the Religion and Public Health Collaborative, the Global Health Institute, and our program in the Interfaith Health Program. So that's a little bit of background on kind of what this program is situated within, the kind of resources and history. The course itself is comprised of 2 week-long seminars with 6 hours of instruction each day for 5 days. One of those happens at the beginning of our Emory students' time of summer field placement, so they have a weekend class with Emory students and St. Paul students prior to field placement. Field placements are for 8 weeks of duration, and then there's a course, a week-long course at the end of the summer field placement of bringing back together the Emory and the St. Paul students at that point in time. Emory students receive 3 hours of academic credit for this program, and they get those credit hours in the spring semester before 1 hour of credit and in the fall semester after 2 hours of academic credit, and participate in a small amount of pre- and post-travel seminars at Emory. The learning objectives of the course itself are to identify the intersections among religion, health, and development, both in theory and in practice, to assess religion's function in relation to public health and development initiatives, when is it an asset, when is it in tension, to assess the organizational strengths and weaknesses of a local NGO, CBO, or FBO, the place where the students carry out their field placement, and to develop and or to refine their own perspectives related to religion's influence in light of their field placement practice. The elements of the program are grounded in a social determinants framework. A number of Emory authors just participated in the publication of an edited volume by Oxford Press on religion as a social determinant of public health. And so we use social determinants frameworks in the coursework and in framing the questions for the course. In light of that, there's obviously a heavy emphasis on sociological analysis. The course content focuses both on health policy and politics and how religion influences health policy in Kenya and East Africa, as well as both kind of formal political initiatives or activities within the country, as well as the overall political culture. We engage in a study both of colonial Kenyan history and religion's impact or connections to colonial era programs and policies in Kenya, as well as religion's impact on policy in a post-colonial context. We look at religion's impact on culture more broadly, so both the influence of Christianity and Islam primarily, in addition to African traditional religions and traditional beliefs and practices. We look at religion's influence on health beliefs and health behaviors, both at the level of individual and community. And then we look at religion's impact on economic and social development programs and initiatives, and the role that faith-based organizations play in health and economic development programs in East Africa and in Kenya specifically. The course is both didactic in terms of presenting content, theory, information, and case study. So the last 2 days of the first week are all case study based. So students are developing responses to case studies that they're given. And they write case studies in the 8-week interim and bring those to the second class that provide the basis for the second class itself. And from the religious studies perspective, we combine readings both in religious studies and in theological studies. And religious studies scholars speak about this as an outsider versus an insider perspective. Religious studies is an analysis of religion using some form of social science. It could be anthropology, it could be an ethnographic study. Theological studies is making claims about the teachings or doctrines or beliefs of a religious tradition by adherents of that tradition itself. So persons who are practitioners or believers within a religious tradition articulating how they understand that tradition for themselves. So we had readings both from religious studies background and theological studies background. And for theological studies, we looked at both Christianity and Islam. In addition to the course, our students at Emory are involved in 8-week field placements with faith-based organizations, mostly in Nairobi and a few placements in rural Kenya. Sites have included Niambani, which is Swahili for home, which is an independent faith-based organization founded by a Jesuit priest and a Roman Catholic nun from the Sisters of Charity. It is not affiliated with the diocese of any, it has no ecclesial ties to the Roman Catholic Church. It's an independent FBO, but it is faith-based in its nature and in its identity, mission, and outlook. But that relationship to the ecclesial structure provides Niambani with some flexibility in addressing HIV prevention initiatives, for example. Niambani is a program that was created to address the reality of the large numbers of children who were orphaned by HIV and AIDS in the early 90s in Kenya. And it now has 3 different programs. It continues to run a residential home for children who have been orphaned from the epidemic, from the virus in Nairobi itself. It runs what is the world's largest HIV pediatric primary care program, following about 6,000 HIV-infected children living in 1 of 8 informal settlements around Nairobi, to provide both medical clinical care and psychosocial services. And it runs Niambani Village, which is a unique and innovative model for long-term responses to the epidemic, which is Niambani is a home for 1,000 children who have been orphaned by the epidemic and about 130 grandparents who lost their adult children to the virus. So those grandparents become the house parents and the caregivers for the children who were orphaned by the epidemic. Niambani Village was created from the ground up in 2006 in rural Kenya, and about 2.5 hours northeast of Nairobi. We've had students placed at the Christian Health Association of Kenya, which is a large faith-based health system with about 500 health facility affiliates that are part of that network across the country, looking at the proportion of health services provided by the faith-based sector in Kenya. We've had students working in a program called Makuru on the Move, which is a community health asset mapping initiative in the slums of Nairobi, particularly in an informal settlement known as Makuru Kwanjenga. And finally, we've had students at the St. Paul's Institute for Lifelong Learning working on an initiative to build partnerships between faith-based organizations and religious leaders, leaders from civil society and community-based organizations, and clinical programs at community level to help those who are HIV positive to stay in treatment by addressing psychosocial factors that contribute to their leaving care and treatment. So our students are involved in 8-week field placements in those kinds of programs and in those kinds of facilities. What are the challenges of this work or of this initiative, and what challenges have we had to address over the time that we've been there? One of the most striking is that there are different expectations about what teaching looks like and what quality teaching looks like for the graduate students in Kenya versus the graduate students in Atlanta. Kenyan students believe that facilitated discussion and seminar kind of learning is evidence of a poorly informed and poorly prepared instructor. They expect lecture. And so they expect 6 hours of lecture, and our Emory students would revolt if they had to spend 6 hours listening to us lecture endlessly rather than engaging in conversation, dialogue, and kind of critical analysis together. And that creates some challenges around how we structure the content of the program. The second is the social influence of religion more broadly. We've had students from Emory who are Christian, who are some of whom are preparing for ordained ministry as seminary students. We've had Orthodox Jewish students. We've had Muslim students. We've had students who are part of the Baha'i tradition. And then we've had students for whom religion's never been a part of their lives and they've never thought much about it, or we've had students who identify no belief in a god or in any kind of religious tradition. And all of the Kenya students, I went back and thought about that, and I would say, to my knowledge, all of the Kenya students identify as Christian and have identified as both Christian with some influence in African traditional religions and practices as part of their life. And so the influence of religion both in the students and the influence of religion among our organizations as universities and institutions is different. Field placements are a challenge because we provide funding to help our Emory students be part of those 8-week field placements by helping to offset expenses. And we've looked for ways to try and raise funds to help St. Paul's do the same. But students are not able to leave their homes and the places where they're employed to take 8 weeks off to participate in a field placement program. And so that's a challenge for this kind of disparity between the field placement experiences of our Emory students and the field placement experiences of the St. Paul students. We face different social political alliances. St. Paul's, as a private university that is deeply connected to Christian Protestant organizations, is negotiating the various kinds of social political forces and trends in global Christianity, and always has its antenna up for where we're coming from on the spectrum of conservative to liberal or progressive in relation to theology and political issues, most often in relation to sexuality and gender, quite often and specifically in regard to homosexuality. And then finally, we've had a change in faculty. We had one faculty member at St. Paul's who died unexpectedly of a heart attack, and the deputy vice chancellor for academic affairs, the equivalent of the academic dean for the school, her tenure ended and she stepped down, and she had been a real driving force for the program. And then finally, and this one's not actually on here, but this was our most difficult challenge this past year, and that was the U.S. State Department. The U.S. State Department issued travel warnings on the day we were scheduled to leave that kept all of our students and all of us as faculty grounded for a week and led to us only being able to take 4 students instead of 8 to Kenya. We had to cancel the seminars this past year because of that disruption. There were concerns about safety both along the coast and in Nairobi because of bombings related to Kenya's ongoing conflict and declared war with a group out of Somalia called Al-Shabaab. But that was our biggest challenge this year. We actually were not able to hold the class in 2014 because of that. We do plan to hold it in this upcoming year. What have our lessons learned? One has been the complexity of religion. Both across religions, there are important distinctions between various religious traditions and the ways that people in their lives integrate more than one religious tradition or set of beliefs. So African traditional religions, Christianity, are often brought together in people's lives in complex and often unpredictable kinds of ways. And then within a particular religious tradition itself, for students both from Emory and from St. Paul's who are part of the same religious tradition, there are widely divergent beliefs about, for example, the question of gender equity or gender-specific programs and policies. Another lesson learned is the public health implications of community ministry. For students at St. Paul's who are part of theological preparation to be a pastor, a local congregational pastor, this program has helped them to understand how their work as a pastor in a local community can have public health implications, and the same for our students from Emory. the ways in which, at least the way we approach religious studies in this course, provide a way to have to acknowledge one's context and to engage in a kind of element of critique related to one's own biases or one's own social location that we think can also be useful for public health, for public health to assess where it stands in relation to culture and the culture of public health itself. And the assessment of programs and the utility that public health provides in monitoring and evaluation and looking for outcomes can be very helpful for people in theological studies or who are going to be part of local church programs who often think about complex issues but don't often analyze the impact of their programs. There are contexts for shared commitments. We found that many of the kinds of values and commitments of our students and of our faculty in relation to social justice and human rights that religious traditions and public health programs could be very much on the same page. And finally, there were contexts where our commitments diverged. There were tensions around issues of sexuality and gender, as I've already mentioned. There were also divergences in relation to what we in public health wanted to identify as religion's function in relation to health, whereas people from religious traditions were not necessarily interested in the health impact of their beliefs and practices. They were simply interested in those practices as an expression of their religious belief on their own terms. And so there are points where there were alignment and points where there were divergence. On the whole, we believe that this program offers an innovative model both for interdisciplinary research and scholarship and learning in a classroom setting and for field-based learning for students who are interested in global health work and the impact of religion on public health. Thank you very much.